Hi, this is Angus Grady from Customized Media, and this is a quick post about the new LinkedIn showcase pages. These have been recently introduced by LinkedIn, and they're designed to do what they say on the tin. They showcase a key offering and help drive engagement for that key product or service. They are an extension of your company page, and in a second I'll actually walk you through how to actually sort of set them up. And they're there to spotlight a particular brand, product or service that you have. The beauty of these pages is that you can drive engagement with them, and they're far more targeted. Previously, you could put an update to your main company page, which was all very well and good, which again, you've got analytics that you can see the metrics of how that's going. Now you can update these particular product or service pages with content that's congruent and relevant to that product or service. The advantage is that you can deliver targeted messages and have a target engagement profile. So people will come back to you because they are interested in that particular product, not just your company page. You can track offers with analytics. You could try shortening your links yourself using something like, Bitly. And then you've got your Bitly analytics and you've got your built-in page analytics, which again are similar to the company ones. And kind of allow you to fully understand what interaction you're having with that particular showcase page. Great for good analytics. You could do gap analysis, who's following you, who do you need to get that page out to. You could share that link via your social media profiles as well. Okay, so how do you actually set up one of these showcase pages? Well, the short answer is very easy. Just go to your company page on LinkedIn. You have to be logged in, obviously. Go to your company page, and onto the right of edit, there's a little drop down arrow. Click on that, and it will show create a showcase page. That's step one on the block here. Step two, you've got to name it. So you've got to name it. Now be careful here, because it rather looks like that if your name of your product has been taken by somebody else, then you won't be able to use it. For instance, if you're doing marketing services and somebody else has that marketing services name as a LinkedIn showcase page, then unfortunately you won't be able to have it. So I'd get in there quick, set a few of them up. There's no need to add the image right away. I'd just actually get the name and just put in a little, blurb about it. You only get 200 characters, as you'll see in step three. So you've got to be quite concise about your description. Step four, add a few logos. And then you can then just go back up to the top and you can just click on like the publish button. And that's it. It's done. And they appear on the right hand side of your company page on LinkedIn. I hope that gives a fairly okay explanation of how to do it. If you need any help with that, please do give me a call, 01442 876 038, or you can email me. The other thing I wanted to quickly talk about, in 2014, we're going to be doing a regular podcast called Afternoon Tea. And this is just going to be a conversation with people about small business issues and topics. So if you'd like to join in and actually be one of the people who is on that Afternoon Tea podcast, please do give me a call as well. Again, on that same number, 01442 876 038. It'd be lovely to have your contribution. That's it. Thank you very much.